Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 23rd, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. And we have with us our special guest presenter, Spirit Song. Yay! Yay. Tonight is going to be speaking on gifts in funny wrapping paper. So we'll get to that shortly. In fact, actually, I can get to it now. So let me just pop over to the description so I can. What I'll do, Spirit Song, is I'll tell them a little about you. And then once you start your thing, you can tell them kind of what you're doing.
Okay.
I will. Yeah. So let me just give your bio. Then you can say a brief few words about your process. And then we'll go ahead and set the container. How's that sound?
Yeah. Are you setting the container before I do that?
Well, no, what I'll do is I'll bio and then give a description. I'll run with it here. So,
yeah.
So a little about Spirit Song. She first began to help others receive the blessings of spiritual bliss through music at the age of 6. She's been a professional healing facilitator for over 30 years, a metaphysical minister and spiritual counselor for almost 20 years, and a professional astrologer for over 15 years. She blends these gifts as needed in private sessions and gatherings. Spirit Song's life transforming modalities include guided imagery, multi-dimensional transmissions, and angel touch energy flow. You can learn more at spiritsongoasis.com. You can reach her phone number is real easy, 828-777-6688. And I've known Spirit Song for about, seems like almost 20 years.
Yeah. I think this week was 17, actually.
17 years. And when I need, last time I needed some healing support, she's who I went to, and her energy work is just off the charts. So it helps me a lot when I need help.
Thank you.
And the gist of Spirit Song's presentation, Gifts and Funny Wrapping Paper, is that when something happens that seems awful, there's always hidden blessings and ways to work with it in a really beautiful way. And I think that's the simple summation of what you'll be talking about tonight. Your description is much more elegant, and we'll get into that more. But for those who wanted to just what are we doing tonight? That's the basic idea, how to turn, you know, challenging stuff into potentially really wonderful stuff. Is that kind of the gist of your idea?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to share some things that I think will be helpful, and then we'll do a process together.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. So Spirit Song has asked me to do the usual container setting. So I'm going to call the directions, call the allies. She'll add some of her allies. We'll make a nice container. And then I'll turn it over to her. And I'll handle the engineering stuff to make sure everyone's muted or unmuted or whatever needs to happen. Okay. So as always, we do request of everyone that you give this your full attention if you possibly can. And also be aware that your energy is always coming into the mix. So the more you can just be present with this, the better. If during Spirit Song's actual process or energetic thing, you have to leave early, whether you're live or on the recording, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. And that way your departure will be smooth and the event energy will still stay nice and smooth. All right. So I invite everyone to close your eyes and relax. We'll set up the container and then we'll get rolling. Why don't we start again together, shall we?
Okay.
For the call in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you set the tone, and we'll sing at that pitch.
That was a good place.
All right, one more time.
All right.
Mama Kia, good. I don't know how the time delay is going to work on the recording and the live, but we were close enough. All right. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Owl, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. We call the higher selves of Jeremy, Lisa, Deborah, Moo, West. Spirit Song, any allies you'd like to call in?
Yes, I call to Kuan Yin, to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, especially to the water spirits and whales and dolphins and beings that bring us the beautiful water energy. I call to Inti, the sun. I call to this beautiful moon energy that is building and will be full shortly. I thank you, guides and angels, beings of love and light, who are with each of us every moment when we are aware of you and when we are not. And for the awareness that we are never alone, we are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a container around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
Spirit song, how does the container feel?
It feels good.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Remember as it is, spruce it up a little if you want, and it's all your show. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I'm happy to see you all, although I can only see a few of you. And I would say for this sharing, just so you know, for the first part, I will be talking a little bit about general energies and also sharing a story about gifts in funny wrapping paper. And so I love to see faces for anyone who wants to allow that. And then when we do a process later, if you want to go back to just your name and not be seen, that's fine. And you don't have to show me your face, but I love to connect that way. So we all know that this is one of the most incredibly challenging times that we have ever lived through. You know, Benjamin and I are both astrologers, and many astrologers have talked about the energies that we're working with right now. I've said it myself, and I've heard other people say it, whether they're an astrologer or not. It feels like we're in Mercury retrograde all the time. Because, yes, I see that. Yeah, because, you know, and people are asking, are we out of Mercury retrograde yet? What's going on? But it is because there is so much celestial energy that is happening. Benjamin, in his forecast, talked about this dance with Uranus and Saturn that is helping stir up a lot of these things that are happening by surprise. Mars gets in the dance. I call Mars the activator, or sometimes the agitator. And some of those energies can get pretty intense. And so we see it in the world around us, and then we're all in one way or another experiencing that in our lives. Now, the story that I'm going to tell you, where I really fully connected with the realization, I mean, I knew it already, but it was so potent in the moment that I could never forget it, that those times when things look disastrous are really gifts in funny wrapping paper. This was many years ago. And I'll just share a personal story with you. When my youngest daughter was 9 years old, I had divorced her father a few years before, and he was an attorney and loved to, his thing was, you're either in my camp or you're my enemy. I wanted it to be a peaceful, loving thing, but he had some passive aggressive tendencies, and so had used some of them in our lives, in her life, so that because I was taking some legal steps, he reduced the child support that I was getting to what was minimally going to keep him from getting in trouble with the law, because he knew the law well. And at the same time, disengaged from her. Now, that was to punish me, but she didn't understand that. Just daddy wasn't showing up anymore. And at the same time, I have a rare genetic heart disorder, and we had just found out about it. For 10 years, I had been misdiagnosed, and nobody could figure out what was going on. I'd spend a week in the cardiac unit at the hospital, and then they would look in my arteries and they were all clear and they'd say, it must be stress. Well, it wasn't. It was a rare genetic disorder. And so right about that time, I was diagnosed and she knew that the only security she had in life, Mama, had a potentially fatal disorder. And then the house that we were living in, because of the reduction in support, I was doing massage therapy and healing work at the time, but I really needed that support to be able to pay the rent. And so all of these things were happening at the same time. This story unfolds on a Saturday where we got a ring at the door. I went to see what that was, and I had a message from our landlords. I had asked if I could pay a lower rent and Molly and I could stay in the house till I got the legal things worked out with John, and then I could catch up. And the landlord was saying in this notice of eviction, we can't do that. We think it's going to take too long, and we just don't feel like we can take a chance on that. So I signed for the notice. I had a very serious look on my face, of course, and Molly was there, and she said, Mama, what is that? And I said, well, honey, it's a notice that we have to move. And I explained what I just did to you and that landlord's not feeling comfortable to let us stay. And she said, Mama, where are we going to move? And I said, honey, I don't really know, but it'll be okay. She got really quiet. And she said, Mama, do you think God is mad at us? Because there had been so much all at once. And without any hesitation, because it's where I come from and how I live, I said, oh, honey, no. No, God isn't mad at us because you know what? We are always, always, always in the heart of God. And the only thing that's there is love. So when something happens and it looks really awful and we don't know what's going to happen next, it's just a gift in funny wrapping paper. And we have to unwrap it and wait a little bit sometimes as we unwrap to see exactly what the gift is. And then because we were in a phase, I a little background, was raised in the Christian faith, but as I got older, I had an epiphany kind of experience that told me I would find my own path. When I came to the mountains, that really began to unfold for me, and I explored a lot of different things. At that point in our lives, I had just been exploring the Tao, and we had become Tao relatives. And so the way of praying in that form, that faith, is to get on the floor and put your head, your forehead on the floor and say a prayer. I said, Molly, let's say a prayer for your daddy. And we knelt, put our heads on the floor, and asked the divine to bless her daddy, to let John know what unconditional love felt like, how full that felt, and to never feel threatened by anything that would cause him to take an action that could feel harmful, and to fill his heart and soul and help him to heal. And then we got up, and I assured Molly that even though we didn't know where we were going, it would show up. So I put a call out to people that I knew would hold the vision of us seeing our next steps, not see us as victims, not blame John, not blame any, you know, the universe for giving me my manifestation of a heart disorder, any of those things, but who could hold the realization that nothing happens by mistake and that we're guided by that light within us in every moment if we're connected to it and paying attention. And one of those people was a woman I had just met not long before. I was music minister for several different churches, and I met her in that church, but I was living in Waynesville at the time and had just learned that she was living there too, had started giving her daughter piano lessons, and knew that she believed that we are creating with every thought, every feeling, every word that we are saying, and she could hold that vision with me of Molly and I finding our perfect place to go. What I did not know is that her mother, her family, owned a lot of rental properties, and they had assisted living facilities, and they were looking for what to do with one group of facilities where they had three full and one that was empty, looking for another purpose. Maybe medical offices, they didn't know. So Buffy asked her mom, do we have any rentals? Do you have any that Molly and Mary, I became Spirit Song through channeled writing in the forest and hadn't used that name yet until after I met Benjamin. But do we have anything that they could move into temporarily while they get this straightened out? And Lois said, no, I don't have anything at all. In fact, if I had more properties, I could rent them all, because the college students are looking for housing and I'm full up and I don't have anything to offer them. And Buffy said, Mom, if the college students are needing housing and they live less than a mile from our property, what if we, because this was a nursing home of assisted living kind of facility, what if we turned that into a dorm for college students? And then we would be able to fill it up because they're looking for housing. And Mom, wouldn't we need a dorm director? And so there was my first miracle. She said, you know, Mary would make a perfect dorm director and help us get it filled up and directed. And then this would solve their housing problem. That was 3 days after we had that eviction notice and treated it as a gift in funny wrapping paper. And I'm telling you, it's not the only one that I have lived through. Probably some of you can think of times like that too. But I have grown stronger over the years since that particular event. I went on from being the dorm director, and we had not just a room to live in, but several rooms, and shared a big living room with the people that came in to live there while they mostly were forestry students. And we each had our own bedroom. I had a room to do healing work in. I had an office, and we had a safe, beautiful, wonderful place to live. And then I became employed by the family to help run the assisted living facilities, which we eventually moved to the farm, where we lived on a horse farm, and my Molly had blossomed into a young horsewoman. For anybody who knows anything about astrology, she has a lot of Sagittarius energy, even though she's a Scorpio girl. And so, she's a horsewoman. She's a horse whisperer. It was the most perfect thing. And such a beautiful outcome from that moment that looked like disaster, but really wasn't. It was a portal. It was an opening. It was a gift in funny wrapping paper that we continued to find more and more aspects of as time went along. One of the things that we have seen around us that is part of this shock and awe syndrome of the energies we have going on right now is the fiasco that happened at the White House. And there are more. And that is not a disaster. It was disastrous, but it has opened doors, so many doors that would not have been opened otherwise. And this is happening all around us and within our lives all the time. So what I would like to do at this point is do with you some guided imagery. I will, as Benjamin does with his work in this gathering space on different nights, go into a deeply meditative space where I will do some guided meditation with you to allow you to fully relax mind, body, spirit into what we're doing. You're welcome to, you know, if you want to turn your video off or leave it on, either way, but get into a really comfortable place. In this process, you will feel yourself get so relaxed. Many people aren't sure whether they're awake or asleep. So you want to be well supported. And we'll take a journey together now. So as we all begin to fully relax into this beautiful space, this sacred space, place, in time, feel yourself now just completely letting go, relaxing into the arms of the angels who will be holding you while you do this process. Watch your breath for a few breaths, not having to breathe any certain way, but observing how perfectly that breath flows in and out, without you having to do anything. It's just there for you. And this space of enlightened understanding that we are going into will happen just as easily. And so, as we are gathered in this perfect place, we are in safe space, all of the allies, all of the angels, all of the guides that we have called in are gathering all around us wherever we are. If you have special guides or allies, angels, those benevolent relatives in another space, even those who guide us from other dimensions, call them in if you wish, as you're settling into this perfect space of letting the body, the mind, the spirit all relax into this safe space. In this space, we call for all of those who wish to come, who are aligned with our highest good and know that we are protected from any energies that would not be aligned with who we are, the light of the divine. And so we relax more fully into this space. And as we do, and we see these beautiful beings all around us and feel the sacred container that they form, safe space, beaming their love into us, we breathe that love in and breathe it out. And now we see this beautiful energy that we have created all around us with these loving beings who surround us, envelop us with their love. That beautiful energy now is flowing down into the Pachamama, into our beloved Earth Mother, now flowing down through the layers of the earth, down through every layer into the center of the earth, into that city of light, and bringing back up with it through all those layers of the earth and into this space, that sacred energy. And we feel that energy now as it flows up above us with these beloved ones, allowing their energy to blend with ours and flow up into the celestial realms, into every dimension that we have ever been in our highest form, bringing back those memories, bringing back that energy, and closing up so that we are in a completely sacred, protected, safe space. Breathing that in and breathing it out, feeling the body relaxing more and more. Now, we see that sacred energy flowing up over the top of each one of us, over our heart space, and feeling our hearts opening to receive this energy as it flows down into us. A sacred portal of light, a waterfall of love, divine, beautiful energy flowing into our heart space, and our hearts, like a 1,000-petaled lotus flower, are opening to allow this beautiful energy to come softly washing into us, washing away any grit in the heart that has been caused by pain, gently cleansing away any harshness, any rigidity, any memories that have caused us pain, filling our heart space completely and totally. And now we feel this sacred, beautiful energy of light flowing up into our head space, relaxing our shoulders, our necks, our face, our scalp, the muscles around our ears, our temples, our eyes, our foreheads, our cheekbones, our cheeks, our gums, our teeth, our throat, our tongue, the muscles on the sides of the neck and the back and the front and the shoulders, completely relaxing. And this beautiful light, as it fills our headspace, relaxes our brain, which is a muscle in the physical, and fills every circuit, allowing those circuits that are serving us well to be lit up, to be beautified and amplified in the job that they are doing so beautifully, and feeling those circuits that may be short-circuited or holding painful memories not serving us well, to be realigned and adjusted and opened to receive this divine healing light as it fills now every part of our head, our neck, our shoulders, the top of our shoulders, our arms are relaxing completely as the shoulder joints, the elbows, the muscles in our arms, our hands, and the joints in our hands are being filled with this light. And it is relaxing our arms and shoulders, our hands, flowing out through the chakras in our hands, flowing that light of beauty into this space that is sacred space all around us. And feeling that light now washing down through the trunk of our bodies, filling every organ, our heart, our lungs, our stomachs, our organs of digestion, our liver, gallbladder, spleen, every organ, the organs, sexual organs, organs of reproduction, every part of us within the trunk of our bodies being filled with this sacred light. The endocrine system, all of the fluids of our bodies, blood, lymph, every part of us, and our nervous system being nourished and relaxed as this light filling us within creates a balance and harmony between every organ within our bodies, within every part of us, so that we have a divine symphony playing within us as this light continues down through the pelvic area into the hips and down into the legs, relaxing the muscles and the joints in the hips and the knees, flowing on down into our feet and ankles, relaxing those muscles and those joints, and flowing now down through the soles of our feet into this sacred container that we are in, so that we are literally pulsing. Every cell of our body is pulsing with light, with every muscle relaxed, with every part of us in a divine symphony, fully integrating our mind, body, soul, spirit, our heart, our universal heart, our physical heart, all being joined in this sacred space and completely relaxed from this place now. Feeling your body completely relaxed. Allow your spirit to rise out of your body and go with me on a journey. You're safe where you are, letting your body rest, and let your spirit just flow with me as we begin to walk down a sacred path, a stream we see beside us flowing, a brook that makes a bubbling kind of sound as we are walking along. It sounds like music. We feel the freshness of the air. We feel like angel wings are brushing our cheeks, and air flowing through our hair is relaxing us as we keep walking. And we see a bridge across the stream, and it calls to us into a sacred meadow. It is a magic meadow, because in this meadow where we're walking to now, it turns into what each of us needs, whether it is deep forest, whether it is oceanside, hearing the waves going out and coming in. Whatever it is that calls to you in this moment, that's what's in this sacred magic meadow for you. And as you walk further into the middle, you look all around you at this beautiful setting where you feel like you're in a piece of heaven. And as you are looking around, hearing the sounds, seeing the flowers, or feeling the air beside the water, the ocean back and forth, or the deepness of the forest, coolness, whatever it is, you're watching now because you're sensing something is emerging to come to you. Angels? Is it an angel? Is it a beloved ancestor of yours who went before? Whoever it is, it may even be an animal helper, an animal totem for you. It may be a magic flower that comes waltzing across to you. It doesn't matter what form it takes. It may be, like I said, an angel or a beloved one. Whatever it is, as it approaches, you are watching with your heart wide open and ready to receive what message it will give you. And in your mind's eye, now, as you remember some time when you received a gift in funny wrapping paper, when something happened in your life, it may be in the past, it may be something current, and it did not feel like a gift. You now understand that it was, it is. And what that gift is will reveal itself to you. And that being that is coming to you is now standing right with you, being close to you. If it has eyes, that gaze may be between you that speaks beyond words. And you're receiving a message. You may hear it clearly now, or you may not until later, at another point in time, when it lights up for you. And you say, aha, I know where that's coming from. And this beautiful one who has come to be with you in this magic meadow fills you with love, with a knowing that all is well, whether it appears that way on the outside. As we're living these moments of shock and surprise, whether we're aware of it or not, it will be revealed what those gifts are. And we need never be afraid of anything that happens to us, because we are always in the heart of the divine. And the only thing that is there is love for us. And the things that look difficult are allowing us to experience different parts of ourselves. As we become more and more awake and more aligned with the beauty and truth and power of the love that we are. And so fully receiving those gifts now, allow yourself to thank the ones who brought the gifts, the messages that you may have heard now or may hear later, and receiving that, receiving them, whether you share a hug or whether you share a knowing look or whatever is happening is perfect. As you take that gift to your heart and know that you will be carrying it back with you to serve you forever in your awareness, in your understanding, in every experience. And breathing deeply that beauty of that gift now. Allow yourself to turn and go back over the same path, back through the meadow from the center to the edge where you walked across the bridge, walking across that bridge in your mind's eye now, filled with joy, with peace, with eternal knowing in every cell of your body. That no matter what is happening, all is well. You turn now to walk back up the path to that place where you left your body resting, and gently feel yourself merging fully back into your resting body. Breathing in and breathing out, fully accepting the beauty of this gift. Now starting to feel yourself returning to consciousness, feeling your body waking up gently. Feeling a sense of beginning to want to stretch a little, maybe a yawn. Coming back fully into the body. Feeling a blessed gratitude to each one of these who have made this beautiful sacred space for us. Blended with our sacredness. And we say to all of you who joined us for this beautiful time, thank you. We honor and bless you as you have honored and blessed us with your presence. We are grateful. And now, if you want to, one by one, as you wish, you may connect with your image to mine again, or you can stay as you are. But I would love to hear what, if anything, happened that you feel called to share. I want you to know that whether you received a message in this moment in time, or whether it comes later, there will be some kind of clarity or a feeling of peace or something that happens. I've had people have bad dreams that disappeared. They had the dream for years and it's gone. Or some relationship that was not functioning well that all of a sudden has a different tone and allows for healing. So I am going to say thank you to each of you and allow you to share if anyone wants to share anything that happened for you on this process. Not required, but it's welcome. I think someone has shared something, perhaps on the chat. Yes, Benny, I will leave that up to you to share those. And I saw a message. I can't speak yet. I understand that. That's why I said it's not required. And I'm glad that joy is profound. Benny, it looks like you need to unmute.
I'm sorry. I was speaking without being unmuted. I was.
It's okay.
All right. Anyhow, I'll take care of the reading of the text messages if you wish.
Okay.
Unless you want to handle that. So I'll start from the beginning again. The first person typed, oh, thank you. That was so blissful and peaceful. Cannot speak yet, but the joy is so profound. And then and someone else typed, beautiful. Thanks so very much, Spirit Song. And Catherine types, thank you. Such a deep, peaceful feeling. So sounds like some very positive feedback so far. Mm-hmm. If anyone would like to give, oh, Catherine, you've unmuted. Would you like to speak?
Sure. Spirit Song.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Your story was so beautiful and touched my heart so deeply. It really touched me.
Thank you.
Thank you. That meditation was so beautiful. When I got to the meadow, I mean, the whole thing was very vibrant for me. When I got to the meadow, there were a lot of fairies that were around.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe that was, you know, my beautiful surprise, which delighted me.
Right.
And who came to sit beside me was Mother Mary. And I know that she merged with me, but I'm not sure, you know, exactly what's going to happen, but it felt very, very beautiful. And yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, it's truly my honor, and it will unfold to you. Mm-hmm. And what we did was vibrant and potent in the moment, but it is like throwing the stone in the water that keeps the ripples keep going and going and going. Yes. And you will find at other moments in time something happening that you say, oh, I think that had something to do with, you know, and it may.
Yes.
I'm glad that you really mm-hmm. felt that so yeah. profoundly.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I had, well, what's been presenting has been very interesting. It seems to come in pairs, and it's very contrasting, like total opposite things happening. So I was facing where two men, one was a client and one was renting a room, and neither one of them were fulfilling our agreement. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to step in my power, and I'm going to very maturely talk to them.
Right.
So the one, which is now a client, it turned around beautifully, where he got on board, he paid me what he said he was going to pay, and he's delighted to be my client. And yeah. then the other, who was renting, it was like he bolted. It was so strange, because he was just not in his integrity, and I gave him a chance to make it feel better, and I wasn't asking for too much,
right.
But it was a really strange thing. Now, the thing that I got the most out of was that experience, because it went so deep. It must have been lifetimes. It was so painful, and
wow.
so many layers of anger, and then it was sadness, and then it was you know, all of this. So it was really interesting, because I have grown so much so quickly
yes. with that.
And I'm just trusting more than I ever have before.
That's beautiful.
So I love that you have been in that space for most of your life, where you just trust. And I'm just really opening up to that in a way I have never before. And so I really appreciate you. Thank you. Uh-huh.
So beautiful. Thank you. Really, truly an honor.
Thank you.
And yes, we're getting many opportunities to
yes, many.
keep growing in an exponential kind of way, right?
Yes, exponentially, yeah. quickly. Thank you, Benjamin, as well, for holding this space.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Benjamin. Yes.
We have another person who typed, was Marie. She said, beautiful experience. The meadow was a huge ball of light, and a unicorn was there waiting for me.
Wow.
That's such a revealing of divine love. I am so grateful. Thank you for sharing your story and facilitating this wonderful experience.
My honor.
If anyone else would like to share live, feel free to unmute yourself. We'd be happy to hear another live caller if anyone would like to do that.
Yes.
Oh, there's Nyata. Hi.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes, well, I enjoyed the session Spirit Song. It was a great experience. During the meditation, I was able to enjoy the meadow experience, and it actually led me to
I'm having a little trouble hearing, Lovey, if you could speak up a little bit.
Okay. Let's see.
Can you hear better now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank good. You. You're welcome. I enjoyed the experience. I was able to travel to a waterfall after the meadow, and that was beautiful. It took me a while to visualize my guest, but it did end up being a butterfly, and oh, wow. She was gorgeous. was beautiful. I saw a lot of imagery with her. She was imprinted on my body at one point to symbolize going with me on the journey. And I'm really grateful for that. It might be a future like tattoo, uh-huh. an art experience yeah. for the long term. We'll uh-huh. see. But I did enjoy that a lot. And there was something else I wanted to share. Yes, your story definitely hit the heart. It hit hard for me because I don't know. I've only semi-experienced like almost being evicted before, and like mm-hmm. your story just kind of hit that part of my heart. And mm-hmm. The section about your miracle in 3 days mm-hmm. also hit because for me like yesterday I was on YouTube, and I'll just share this shortly, but I was on YouTube and there was a video about, hey, your miracle happened in 3 days. Now I usually skip stuff like that because I don't really I'm not here for all the woohoos that this is for you, click this kind of thing. I'm not really here for those. But it had been skipped before, but today it just ended up in the queue for me. And so I watched it, and it actually felt good to watch. And it was not like I thought it would be. It wasn't the scammy type of thing I thought. And similar to your story, she was saying, in 3 days, your miracle will come. And today, I think, is the second day. And it'll actually be, what's today, actually? Today is Tuesday. So it was at 1 o'clock in the morning I watched it. So essentially, my third day is Thursday. So when you and your story were like, hey, guys, this happened after 3 days, I'm like, oh, wow. This is a second confirmation for me. So one of my blessings as well, because I normally don't catch all the Awakening Plus videos that are free to the public. And today, magically, this email popped up for me. So I looked at it. I set an alarm for it because I normally miss them. Got on, and I was blessed with this meditation. So wow. Thank you very much, beautiful. Spirit Song and Benjamin.
Yes, thank you for being here and blending your light with ours, and I bless you on your journey.
Thank you so much. I am heavily expecting a miracle.
Yes. We'd love to hear about it when that happens.
Oh my goodness. I'd love to share. I can't wait. Some of the comments were saying that from the people that also watched the video, they were like, hey, it didn't happen in 3 days, more like a week. So, but it still happened. So keep the faith. So if it doesn't happen in three.
Oh yeah. The time space that just was an amazing, quick, revelation of the beginning of a number of gifts. But yeah, it can vary so much, and sometimes we have to be a lot more patient, and we're unwrapping, you know, and it's like, okay, we got that layer unwrapped, but we need to do another one. And where is the gift, you know? And it might take some faith and time, and sometimes it's just bingo, it's there, you know.
Yes. Yes,
but it's that trust that allows us to stay in a place of peace in the unknowing, what I call the great mystery, what the indigenous people call great mystery, because it is. And being at peace in that place is so precious. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you see that message, Benjamin?
I did. This one was from Kay. She says, thank you for this beautiful gift, Spirit Song, and thank you, Benjamin, for holding the space. I'm looking forward to revisiting many times in the archive.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Which, of course, members of Awakening Plus can catch this and over 300 other events in the archive. So that's always available to members.
Yeah, yay.
Mm-hmm. I would like to share, and maybe I have a question too.
Hi, Marla.
Hi. Thank you, Spirit Song. That was very enjoyable. And I went to the meadow, and then I was in a silent forest. And then I saw my future self, and she was much older, and she had long braids. I'm bald right now. So it was like nice to see me with hair. And she was like really excited to see me, and I was really excited to see her, and it was like completely me. Like it looked exactly like me, except a lot older. Wow. And she had the message, which was the similar message that you were bringing, which was like, it's all a gift. Mm-hmm. And then she was saying, you have work to do, but it's not going to feel like work. But you have a lot you're going to be doing, which is very enjoyable because I've just overcome stage 3 ovarian cancer. And so, you know, there's always a question of like survival or will I be, you know, up to it again? And, you know, a lot of my experiences have really been the incredible silver lining of incredibly difficult things. So this topic is very much the theme of my life. Like it's sort of like I've been keeping record of all of the things that have happened to me that have then turned out to be amazing, despite the beginnings of looking like this is really bad. It's actually kind of like almost a bit of not a joke, but like a comedy in my family. Because whatever comes my way, I somehow am able to like turn it, and then it becomes like the best thing ever. And I've just recently done that with the cancer, and it's like quite now it's like very true. So my question is like, so since I really feel I have experienced miracles, and there it's almost more practical than I thought a miracle would be because it's happened so many times now. Mm-hmm. Like at first it was like, this is mystical, this is magical. And now I expect it. So when something bad happens right away, I'm like, oh, this is going to be actually an interesting adventure. And I wonder what's going to be coming my way. So I have that experience for myself regularly. And I have a lot of friends who sort of struggle more. Right. So my question is about like, what about the miracles for those we love or those we're involved with? Can you speak to that at all? Because I feel like I kind of am in the miracle zone. And like, I guess, is it just trust for them or is there, what can you tell me about that?
Sure. To me, the most powerful thing that we can be doing, you know, other than praying for them and blessing them with love and light, is the message that our lives gives to them. More than any words we can say, living in that miracle. And I've had some literal miracles along the way with my heart disorder more than once, where I've been at the door of open heart surgery and had my heart remodel. And there's sometimes almost a feeling of a little bit of guilt when we are one who receives miracles or flow more easily and we see people struggling, why, you know, it's a feeling of grace. We don't feel we're doing it ourselves. So it's grace flowing through. Why isn't everybody getting that? Why am I, am I understanding correctly what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly, well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. So part of our learning and practice, spiritual practice, is the acceptance that every one of us is exactly where we're supposed to be on our journey. And if we were able to erase some of their suffering, because suffering doesn't have to be, but some people create that for themselves, we would rob them of something their soul needs to be doing, their body, mind, spirit needs to be doing to accept all the gifts of their soul being. And one thing that I have used where I am trying to be helpful or something happens that gets into a process that doesn't make any sense and I don't see any way to help, is if you're familiar with Ho'oponopono.
I am, yes.
Yeah, and just giving that, if I or any of my relatives or any of my ancestors have ever done anything to harm you or any of your relatives or any of your ancestors, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And repeating that as often as that uncomfortable feeling comes, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do to help you. Repeating that, those parts of us that need to be in relationship to those parts of them, whatever, wherever that was, that will happen. And sometimes it really is a magical miracle what you see happening to them or in a relationship with you or any number of things that looked like you're just stymied. You don't know what to do. And then it changes. So that, you know, I offer that to just be aware of the potency of that blessing.
Thank you. I really feel like that is exactly what I needed to hear, and also ties into the message that my future self gave me of the, you have work to do, but it's not going to feel like work. Right. Because Ho'oponopono always feels so good.
It does. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad that was helpful. And, you know, I'm open for questions as well as sharing of what happened too, if anyone else has a question or anything else that you want to share. I'm just feeling so full of love and gratitude for each of you who did this journey with us today. Gratitude for Benjamin asking me to come and present. And it's one of those things where I didn't have to wait long before the message came. It's been several weeks since you asked, and I said, sure, I'll do that. And then, you know, within a very short time, that story started persisting. I need to share about the gifts and funny wrapping papers. So.
I'm glad you did. I'll backtrack to one message that came in a few minutes ago, but I'm just reading it now. Brenda typed, "Hello there, everyone. Beautiful. I am experiencing comforting, warm energy. I feel a message will show up later. Thank you so much. Much love." Mm-hmm. So I think we're caught up on the text threads.
Okay.
So we have maybe one more sharing, if anyone would like to unmute and ask a question or share your experience. Or not?
That's just what I was thinking. Or not, because it feels kind of complete.
It kind of does. I just, yeah. So,
but sometimes somebody will come in right under the, oh, okay, don't wait, don't go without me.
So Jeannie just typed, have to leave early, beautiful experience and rich with healing for allergies and how it came about in my childhood.
Oh.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad she got that insight.
Yay.
And then Miata says, I'd like to know the name of the book or author you all spoke of.
I'm sorry, what was that, Benny?
She apparently, you mentioned a book or an author, and she's wondering who that author and book are, if you mentioned such a thing, if you didn't.
Oh, the Ho'oponopono word comes from a Hawaiian tradition. And I know there are a number of books written about it.
Yeah.
But it is a an ancient Hawaiian blessing that is so beautiful, because so many times when we're stymied by something, there is an element that isn't, even if somebody is acting like it's something you did or something that they're experiencing or they're expecting you to solve it, or they're upset with you, or any of those things, and you can't find a way to bring comfort or understanding, that blessing goes beyond the you and me in the physical that we see standing in front of each other, to all of those other possibilities. That it may be a relative of mine that connected somehow in a way that's unhealed to an ancestor of you. And that healing can take place so that we don't have to try to accomplish anything. Yeah. I like that community. There was a message, I think it was community-oriented, Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin, we might want to do a night of Ho'oponopono at some point.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Another event.
What did you expect, Miata? If I can ask, did you have something that you thought would be happening that was different, that maybe we could actually create in a different way at another time?
I love your creativity. But initially, I actually just thought it was a book. I thought it was an author or a book. I'd never heard the term before.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Not yes, the event tonight, but the answer to the question. Is that
okay,
it?
No, I think you lost me, actually. I was initially speaking of, were you asking me about Ho'oponopono?
Yeah, I read a comment from somebody about expecting something else, and I interpreted that as the event that we had and what
I did.
But you're talking about the Ho'oponopono,
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a number of books that you know with Google search we can find out about anything. We have like the most massive library we could ever have.
Honestly.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look into it for sure. I like the term. I like how you all explained it. And I would definitely join a call if y'all talked about it. So okay. You've got definitely one member in there.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, one more question. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Are you all based in North Carolina?
Yes, we're in Asheville, both of us.
Oh, okay. I knew Benjamin was from his website. I didn't know if you were a Two-Spirit Song. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. I am as well. I didn't know if that was the norm for your group or not.
No, we have members all over the planet. So
beautiful.
It's a global thing. Most in the U.S., but we have quite a few foreign members as well.
Awesome. Well, I am here too. So hello, North Carolinians.
So, Spirit Song, do you feel like it's about time to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think unless somebody has something else, feeling called to share something or a question, I think that we're good. And you gave my website, my phone number, if there's anything that comes up for anyone later and you want to reach out to me, you're welcome to do that, as well as to Benjamin, I'm sure.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
And just as reminders, Spirit Song's website is spiritsongoasis.com. Her number is 828-777-6688 for text or voice. And in terms of this here, of course, this is a free public call we're doing live. But anyone who is on this live call and is not a member of Awakening Plus, and you'd like to kind of check out the membership, we do have a $1 for 30-day trial. You can get a full membership for that dollar. And if you like it, you can hang around. And the usual membership fee is $19 a month. If that's excessive for you, just ask me and we'll drop that to $9 a month for exactly the same experience. So my vision is this membership eventually reaching thousands of people, and would really love what we do to really help a lot of people heal and awaken and help the planet wake up a little faster. So it's such a thrill to be doing this work. It's very, very satisfying. So I hope people can check that out. If you are called to work with Spirit Song, as I said before, she's an amazing healer. She's a very gifted astrologer. And, you know, spiritsongoasis.com. If you call to work with her privately, check her out there. You can learn more. And any last thoughts you want to share, Spirit Song, before we close the Mesa and wrap it up?
Just gratitude, thankfulness for this opportunity and this beautiful time of sharing sacred space and accelerating our healing and our integration of it, because every time we do that within ourselves, we are helping everyone everywhere to move forward with that. So
thank you
all.
Okay, so would you like to sing the directions as we close Spirit Song with me?
Okay, we can try that again.
All right, would you like to set the initial pitch for the Mesa closing?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you go ahead and lead and I'll follow you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a kocha in ti kwe chi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thank you so much, Spirit Song. Thank you, everyone who was here helping hold the container in the space and the beautiful energy. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you who are still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. And I believe Spirit Song and I request that you stay with us always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Spirit Song, any final words from you before we clap and seal the work?
No, I'm complete. Thank you.
All right. So we'll count to three. After the count of three, we can all clap, whoever wishes to, and that will seal the work. One, two, three. Whew. All right. All done. Okay, so that's it. Spirit Song, any final anything from you before we actually end the Zoom call?
Just send in love, love, love. I love to get feedback. If anything happens along the way that you want to share, you're welcome to use my phone for text messaging. That's sometimes faster than email, but I think my email is on my website too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you all so much. Many blessings to everybody. Thank you so much, Spirit Song. Such a pleasure to have you here. Sounds like we'll be back soon with Ho'oponopono, and we'll get that scheduled in the near future.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much for being
here.
Be well.
Good night.